Now, several schools across Dublin have been chosen to participate in a creative arts pilot programme. It was launched this year by both Minister for Education and the Minister for Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. And I'm now joined by Director of Creative Ireland. She's Tania Bonatti to tell us all about it. So a very good morning to you, Tania, and thank you very much for joining us.
Johnny.
You're keeping well, I hope?
I am, absolutely.
That's great. Through this pilot programme, the Arts Council is engaging with children and young people to enable their creativity and to link them in with the arts and creative infrastructure in their locality and also nationally. So Tania, may I ask you just to briefly explain how this all works out and what's involved?
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's a good news story, really, Johnny. The idea of the government is they've made a very ambitious promise, which is to enable the creative potential of every child. So what that looks like in Dublin is that next week we're kicking off with 150 schools. There's about 30 in the Greater Dublin area, and I can certainly give your listeners details in terms of the northeast side of Dublin where they are. And those schools will have artists going to work in the schools for about 10 days during the school year this year. And each school will have a budget of about €2,500 that they can spend on whatever creative activity they feel suits the school. So the schools are primary, secondary, DESH, special needs, you name it. It spans the whole gamut of schools. And it can be creativity in whatever aspect that the principal and the teachers feel works for them. It could be music, it could be filmmaking, it could be theatre, it can be anything that they want it to be. And really the idea is, I suppose, a generous promise on behalf of the state that they feel that this kind of thing is a good thing in and of itself, you know, that children should have access to this as they're growing up, and then it can be something that they can enjoy later in life. There is obviously a kind of a bigger picture, which is we feel that the jobs of the future will need all of these kind of soft skills about creativity, empathy, collaboration, all of those kind of things. And so bringing the arts more into the formal curriculum will really help students with those kind of skills and abilities.
Okay. And is the programme just for primary and secondary schools, or can
any other type of schools take part? So we do have the creative schools, which is 150 schools. We're working with education and training boards for people who are perhaps not in formal education any longer. Again, all around creative activities. We have a day in June every year called Cruinniú na nOg, which is a complete free activities for children and young people across the country and their families to experience something, try something that they maybe haven't tried before. So it's a whole range of activities. Lots of detail on the Creative Ireland website if you want to find out if one of your schools in your local area is a creative school. But no, it spans more than just the creative schools. It's creativity both in school and out of school.
Right. And did every school that applied, did they all get chosen, or was
No, sadly not in the first round. Like, we were knocked back. More than 10% of all the schools in the country applied for the scheme, which I think surprised a lot of people, not us, because we expected there would be that level of interest. So we've and there are 4,000 schools in the country. So we're starting with 150 this year. We then ramp up to 300 next year and to 400 and so on. So we're really at the start of the journey next week.
Yeah, so it's done gradually. How many schools in this vicinity, say Dublin's northeast?
Well, there's about 30 schools in the Greater Dublin area. So places like De La Salle College in Finglas, Colostawira in Ratoath, Lough Community College, St. Fintan's in Sutton, St. Michael's Special School, St. Oliver Plunkett's in Finglas. Like, there's a lot of schools where the principal or the teacher said, we'd like to be a creative school. And so they're in the first wave. So we're really excited, because obviously we know in our hearts that this kind of thing is really valuable for children, and we're hoping to prove to the Department of Education and the funders that be to extend this to all 4,000 schools around the country.
Right. So let's say a local school in Mahoney has been chosen. Will all students take part in the programme, or
yeah,
is it limited?
It's really up to the school itself to decide what it wants to do. I'd imagine that all students will have some contact with the programme. So it might be that if you're in your first year, it might be something to do with the visual arts, and maybe if you're in transition year, it could be a filmmaking project. It'll be up to the teachers and the school and the students. The students will be consulted with help from the Department of Children about how do you sort of properly consult children of different ages. The children will be consulted on what they would like for their school. So it'll really depend on the class that you're in and the nature of the school. So for example, we're imagining that certain schools in rural areas, perhaps in Clare, that has a big tradition of music, that they might do more in the music space, and then there'll be other schools that might want to do more in the digital space. It's really up to them.
Okay, so it's probably only for those students who are actually interested, and if you're not interested, you don't have to take part.
No, you don't have to take part. Although we'd encourage you always to try something outside of your comfort zone.
Right. So each school will have a creative associate for
every
support.
Every school in the 150 will have their own creative associate.
Yeah, that's so part of the package,
they'll be helping the school.
Yeah,
sorry?
It's all part of the package.
It's all part
funding.
Of the programme. It's all part of the programme. Okay. So these people will help the school to kind of put together a plan. Also, because there are a lot of activities out there, and oftentimes the schools just don't really know where to go for the information. So there's already fantastic things. If you're interested in visual design, you know, there's the Architecture Foundation can help you. If you're interested in filmmaking, the Film Institute can help you. So we'll just be helping the schools to access things that are already available that maybe they wouldn't be aware of, that won't cost the school any additional funding.
Right.
So and we all know how under pressure schools are at the moment.
Yes, of course. And that representative will probably be a member of the Creative Ireland.
Yep, they're either teachers who are also artists, so there's lots of teachers around the country who are a teacher slash painter slash musician. So a lot of them will have a teaching background, and some of them will be artists, but artists who have a long habit of working in schools, so know how to work well either in a primary school or in a secondary school.
Right. And in all of this, how will the schools engage with the wider community? How is that done?
Well, again, it's kind of up to the school. We've really left it up to the school to decide what's best for them. So for the education and training boards and the sort of the post-leaving cert area, they will really be engaging in anything that's happening in their area. So if you've got an art centre or you've got a theatre group in your area, that will be the way, if you want to engage, shall we say, with stuff going on in your community outside of it, that will be probably for the older children, sort of, shall we say, you know, from transition year up to age 24. That'll be the engaging in the wider community, whereas the Creative Schools Project is really just within the school itself and during school time.
Right, so the pilot programme is part of the existing school timetable. It doesn't go
exactly.
Beyond that. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking you, can you give us an example of how the arts can be implemented into the primary education?
Well, like I say, there's lots of different ways. Sometimes it's around an art subject itself, so it could be music and drama, you know, that is already taught. Or sometimes it's about using the arts to teach other subjects in the curriculum more creatively. So, for example, the Film Institute in Temple Bar have a great program where they will screen a film, not for its own sake, but it might be something by screening the film you might learn a little bit more about France if you're studying French or geography. They carefully pick films that might have a relevance to other subjects in the curriculum. Similarly, there are people working in the design field who go into schools and will talk about what does design thinking look like? How would you plan a building? What kind of things does an architect think about? Which might be allied to the maths curriculum, but it is just a more interesting way for children to engage with other subjects.
Excellent. Tanya, anything else you'd like to add before we finish up?
No, just to say we look forward to working with lots of people in Northeast Dublin on our Creative Ireland programme. This is just the start of it, and we look forward to where it goes from here.
Well, I have to say it all sounds absolutely wonderful, Tanya, and we wish you all the very best of luck with it. And thanks again for taking the time to be with us today. The very best of luck with it, and have a great day and take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye now. Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Tanya Banotti. She's Director of Creative Ireland, telling us about the Creative Arts Programme for local Dublin schools.